Well, P, quarter of a century. That's how long our next guest has been laying it down in the world of the NBA. 18 years with the AP, 10 as their lead national writer. Spent 6 years at the Evil Four Letter. Nobody better on the international beat than the man behind SheridanHoops.com. We welcome back to the Petros and Money Show, the great Chris Sheridan. What's up, Chris?
The Petros and Money Show. You guys always take a shot at the Evil. So,
well,
I love coming back on.
They are. You appreciate that, Chris.
They are evil. Now, what are the chances here? Everywhere we look, speaking of Evil or any of the other websites, there's like big pictures of Chris Paul and Dwight Howard arm in arm, all happy. What are the chances that the Lakers pull off a deal for CP3 or Dwight Howard or both? When or how will this deal go down? I mean, is it going to happen, or are we just blowing air here?
Well, here's the thing. There's probably a couple teams out there that could outbid the Lakers for Chris Paul, and they'd take him not having a guarantee that he's gonna re-sign with them. And one of those teams is the other team in town, the Clippers. I think the Lakers, through some combination of Pau Gasol and Lamar Odom and Andrew Bynum, if they give all three of those guys and then some picks and some money, they could maybe get both. But that would have to be a case where no other team is willing to take on Dwight or Chris Paul without a guarantee that they're going to re-sign. So then you throw Donald Sterling into the mix, and he's sitting on the Minnesota's first-round draft pick. It's unprotected. Minnesota's going to stink, and this is a really deep draft. And so that's a hell of a trade chip to have. And if the Clippers are willing to give that up to the Magic or to the Hornets in a trade for one of those two guys, well, then you got a monkey wrench in the equation, because that's the kind of asset the teams crave—an unprotected lottery pick, in a really super deep draft. Look out! So, to answer your question on the chances of the Lakers getting one or both, I like their chances best at getting Dwight Howard. I think that's really where he wants to play. He hinted at it. He was in Russia this summer. He said, "Who would you like to play with?" Said, "Well, I'd like to play with Kobe Bryant, but I'd also like to play with Deron Williams and Anthony Morrow, and those are two guys on the Nets." And so, what can you read into that? Dwight wants to play in one of the two biggest markets in America, New York or Los Angeles, and it doesn't have to be the Knicks in New York, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the Lakers in L.A. if the Clippers get into the mix.
Is this going to happen, Chris, before the season starts? Is this something at the trade deadline, or is it sign-and-trade after the season? What's the timetable here on these two guys?
Three, 4 or 5 days ago with Chris Paul, I was saying I was convinced there's no way that team is going to trade its number one asset when they're looking for a buyer. Because remember, the NBA bought out George Shinn.
Right.
And so the other 29 teams, they all have a piece of it. It cost them $11 million each. And the league office owns the Hornets right now. So it's kind of the equivalent of David Stern trading Chris Paul for the best available, pile of assets. And you want to do that on the eve of the season without a buyer for the team, you might have just devalued the team because you've traded away its number one asset. However, if the Hornets are convinced they're going to lose Chris Paul, the best offer they get for him might be preseason, because there's a lot of sign and trade possibilities with free agents. There's a lot of creativity with the pile of assets you're going to get in return. Let's say they reach an agreement with the Clippers and they're going to send Chris Paul to the Clippers, and they're getting back that pick, and maybe they're getting back DeAndre Jordan in a sign and trade, and then maybe they can get a third team involved that also has a free agent, and you make the trade bigger and bigger and bigger, and the Hornets walk away with four players and a couple draft picks, and they've done pretty well in getting rid of Chris Paul. And the team, the franchise, you could still sell it on the fact that, hey, they've got Minnesota's pick, they got their own pick, and they're going to stink. So they're going to get two of these probably 10 legitimate overall number one picks that are available in the draft. So I think it's been fast-tracked a little bit, the Chris Paul thing. And the other thing is it's the domino effect. Once everybody knows what Chris Paul and Dwight Howard are going to do, or what the Hornets and Magic are going to do with them, if one of the teams sends out a strong signal, we'll wait until February, then it's going to impact how the free agent market plays out. But right now, the entire league is waiting to see what's going to happen with these two guys And then we will see the domino effect because it's going to impact where different free agents go.
Chris, will it take Powell and Bynum together in order to pry Dwight Howard out of Orlando? Is that what the deal ultimately will be?
You know, if the Lakers are willing to give up both those guys, I can't see how Orlando would turn down that deal. But I think the Lakers would be overpaying, to be honest with you. I think the Lakers are going to win more games if they keep Bynum and Gasol than if they have Dwight Howard. There comes a certain point where you might be hurting your team by giving away too much value to get a guy who's, he's a superstar, but Pau Gasol's damn good, and Andrew Bynum's going to be pretty good if he could ever stay healthy for a full season. If that's the trade you have to do to get Dwight Howard and you're the Lakers, I think you say, you know what, I like my team better the way it is than taking those two guys out.
Last thing for you, Chris, what's the better fit for L.A., Chris Paul or Dwight Howard running alongside that crew?
Oh, no question, Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
No question whatsoever. I mean, here's a guy who's going to, you know, he's going to scoop up rebounds, he's going to block shots, have six dunks a game, he's the defensive player of the year. Chris Paul's great, you know, like he's great. He's speedy, produces assists on a bad team like nobody's business. He's a superstar. But Dwight Howard, centers are very, very hard to get, and centers who are defensive player of the year and perennial MVP candidates are even tougher to get. So Dwight Howard would be the better player for the Lakers.
All right, Chris, next time we bring you on, we're going to talk about how much you love the Christmas Day start for every NBA season, and we'll discuss the Sacramento Kings to L.A. Is that cool?
I'd be happy to tackle both those topics.
We're pretty sure that you have the resources.
Absolutely.
And the ability to do so.
We appreciate it, Chris. Again, it's SheridanHoops.com. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for the plug, too, folks.
Hey, Chris, how's Heisler doing? Is he okay? Does he bring his birds, his parrots and stuff to your office?
Now, let me tell you something about Heisler. I'm just going to keep you on the air for 30 seconds more. Mark Heisler broke the news on Sheridan Hoops that the Lakers were going after Chris Paul and Dwight Howard. And he did it two Mondays ago. It was 8 days ago.
Wow.
But all of a sudden this morning, that was the number one story on ESPN.com.
They didn't break that story.
They didn't credit Mark Heisler for breaking the story 8 days ago, but it just goes to show. Check out my site. There's a lot of stuff on there, high-quality stuff that, you know, ESPN may choose to ignore, but I got a lot of loyal readers, almost 30,000 Twitter followers.
There we go.
They love it. And check it out. You might like it.
Hey, Chris, that's classic evil four-letter, man.
That's right, man.
To hell with that.
Thank you, Chris.